855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. When the site is online, unfortunately, we're having more difficulties, so please bear with us. I'll try to get this thing in order at some point here. 1-855-450-FREE is the number. We are still on the air because the website is not a requirement for us to do this radio show. We're here to talk to you about whatever you want. Toll free again, 855-450-FREE. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. Tonight it's Ian here.
And Julia.
Julia, you were telling us in the last hour about a disturbing case that I think anybody who cares about freedom of speech needs to be aware of. It's a blog. And did you give the name of the blog? If you did, I don't recall what it was.
Diabetes Warrior.
Diabetes Warrior. And you've looked at the blog site. It doesn't seem like anything to write home about. But
it's very basic. It's it looks like a really, you know, he just took a theme and set it up that way. It is, and the articles I see when I first look at it are just articles about eating paleo, which is a very common topic online and on food blogs.
The paleo thing's huge these days.
Yeah.
Diabetes-warrior.net?
Oh, yes.
So this site, this guy has been writing about his own personal experiences, and he believes in this approach, you know, whatever his approach is, the paleo thing, etc. And he's had experience, and he had a positive experience, and he wants to share that with people because, you know, he wants other people to benefit from his experience. It's not like he's trying to cash in on his experience. He's not offering consulting, you know, is he? Right? I don't see anything.
It looks like a typical food blog where he's got an About Me section. He's got some meal plans listed. He's got a fitness section where he just talks about what exercises he does.
He looks good, too. I'm looking on his diabetes support page here. Lost some weight. He's got cut. Looks like he's been working out. And I mean, he looks healthy.
Yeah.
So he's now, they're coming after him. He's lost 78 pounds, by the way. That's pretty good. They're coming after him. They, being the state of North Carolina, the board of, what was it again? Board of Nutrition people?
And Dietetics.
Yeah. Board of Nutrition and Dietetics. Where they're basically telling this guy, hey, you better update your blog, your three-year-old blog. Go back and edit every single blog post and take out any references to advising people or suggesting that people follow your path, which was successful for him. He's advising that people follow his path. They're saying, get rid of all that, or else you're going to face 120 days in jail.
That's crazy.
For violating the licensing laws. Because they're saying that unless you are a licensed nutritionist, you can't recommend to anyone anything. You can talk about your own experiences, they're saying, but you can't recommend that anyone do what you did. And this is nothing more than a protection racket.
It reminds me of how the pharmaceutical companies won't let any sort of, like, you know, some people are really into herbs and or whatever, like, what is it called, homeopathic medicine.
Homeopathic.
I don't know. I'm not into it personally, but, you know, there are people out there who are really into natural remedies and things like that. And,
naturopathic is
They're not allowed to talk about, you know, they're not allowed to make any kind of health claims. They have to sell. They have to sell it as, you know, just an herb.
And I have a problem with that, too.
I do, too.
That's federal. That's the FDA that does that. They prevent health claims from being made about natural remedies, unless there are ways to get around that, but you have to go through the FDA. Essentially, you would have to, you know, jump through some insane, expensive process to get them to verify claims and have it scientifically tested and all that. And I understand where they're coming from in that the claim is that, well, people need to be protected from false claims being made, but it's nonsense. Let the buyer beware. Let the other people out there selling and buying these products be the ones to judge sellers decide what to put on their shelves for whatever reason they want, and let the buyers decide whether or not to buy them off the shelves.
And in this case, you're not going to lose anything. You're not purchasing a product. He's suggesting a diet. So you could try the diet out, and if it doesn't work for you, you could stop.
How many blogs have dietary suggestions on them?
A lot of them.
Right. So
there's a huge blog community that surrounds this paleo even.
So this is really disturbing. And by the way, I'm looking here on his website. He doesn't seem to have actually blogged about this. Has he? Oh, wait. Very low carb, strict paleo experiment is over. Is that what he's... I don't even see this here.
No.
He doesn't even seem to have a headline on it.
He's probably concerned about getting in trouble.
Yeah.
You know, he said that lady contacted him, and she probably said, you know, if you talk about this, you know, you're in trouble.
You know, when Brad Jardis, one of our co-hosts here, he's going to be on next Monday night. He's on every other Monday. But when Brad Jardis was ordered by a judge in a case to post to the blog on Free Keen, I don't know if you were paying attention to this, Julia, but I deleted his blog post and then made a blog post basically telling the judge to go screw off because he doesn't own this blog. And it would be nice if more bloggers would, you know, stand up. Maybe more of them would. Maybe this guy's just scared. He's never dealt with the government before. He doesn't know how to approach this. He wants a lawyer or whatever. He probably wants to get a lawyer and get advice prior to doing anything further. But I hope he doesn't bow to this. I hope he doesn't do this because this is just pure intimidation. I think this would be a fascinating case to take to trial. And I would hope that he would win. I would hope that freedom of speech still exists to the point where he would be able to have a blog with opinions posted on it. And if he doesn't win and he does go to jail for 120 days, that should be something that is just spread across everywhere, and people need to know about this. I'm glad you brought it up tonight because this is really important stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE. I mean, I don't imagine there's anybody out there listening that's thinking to themselves, you know, this guy shouldn't be able to give opinions on his blog. Who thinks like this? Except for whoever the dirty snitch was that this guy was at a conference, you said, last hour, handed out some business cards to promote his blog, and some busybody decided to snitch him out to the Nutritional Health Board over in North Carolina.
You know, it was at a nutrition conference, so I imagine the person who decided to snitch him out was probably a nutritionist who...
Of course!
I think a lot of businesses, not even in the nutrition world, are having to be more creative because the internet, you know, makes it easier to get information out there.
Sure.
I mean, there's lots of businesses that are probably losing money. Think about phone books.
Oh, God, yeah.
Like, who uses a phone book? You couldn't really advertise in
a
phone book.
You probably have to be over 60 to use a phone
book. So I imagine that the nutritionist probably, you know, maybe they're hurting for money or whatever. Maybe business isn't as good.
Right. But existing licensed businesses have been snitching out unlicensed businesses forever, ever since licenses have existed. It's the old abused slave-on-slave mentality, the idea being that it's the cycle of abuse. So therefore, because these people have jumped through whatever arbitrary, expensive hoops that the state government people have put up for them to get their precious license, that they're likely to snitch out whoever doesn't because they feel bad. They feel like they got the short end of the stick. Hey, I had to jump through all these hoops. I had to do all these hours of training. I had to go to these state classes. I had to jump through all these ludicrous hoops in some cases, because we know that, like, there was a story in Dr. Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World, about the little, I guess, teenage girl who was doing African hair braiding. She was told by the state, after a newspaper did an article on her, state came down on her and said, you can't be doing this. You don't have a beautician's permit. And so she had she looked into what it took to get a beautician's permit, and it's like 1,000 hours of training, but not one of those 1,000 hours of training covers African hair braiding.
That's funny.
It's just a total racket from top to bottom.
That's something I don't understand at all, because you can't even get behind the, well, you know, it's not safe to give people dietary advice with hair cutting. It's like, that is just so obviously a racket.
You could cut off someone's ear.
I suppose you could, but it'd be hard.
You could blind them with chemicals.
But you can buy your own hair dye and dye your hair in the bathroom.
Right. Well, it's okay if you hurt yourself, but you just can't hurt somebody else.
For money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, 855-450-FREE. I would love to hear from somebody, if you've got thoughts on this, who actually supports the state in this matter? Because I can't imagine many people do, besides the handful of people, the few dozen or however many hundred, you know, licensed nutritionists there are in the state of North Carolina. It's the same thing with some radio station owners. They're the ones who snitch out the pirates. More so than anyone else. Same thing. You get a license from the state, all of a sudden you feel like you're entitled to, you know, no one else being able to compete with you unless they do the exact same things that you have done. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. I say let everybody operate their businesses and whatever they want, and let the market decide who's doing a good job.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Lots of features there that are totally free for you. For freetalklive.com, we'll let you know when it is back online. Been having technical difficulty after technical difficulty in a sort of a when-it-rains-it-pours scenario. It's been the worst week ever.
for the freetalklive.com website. Also, feel free to drop by our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. That is online. And would love to have suggestions from technical wizards. You know, what do you do to have the redundancy that the bigger sites have? Because, you know, Google doesn't go down, right? So there's some sort of backup system, obviously, that the bigger sites have, and I'm interested to know what if there are any affordable solutions out there. Because, like, we're paying less than a couple $100 per month for a dedicated server that runs Free Talk Live, it runs Free Keen, it runs several different websites. And most all the time, it works really well. So, you know, it's really hard to justify going out and spending twice as much for instances where you really only need that kind of backup maybe once a year or something like that. It's very rare that there's downtime with the server. So is it really worth doing that? I don't know. It's hard to say that it is. Anyway, interested in your thoughts over at go to facebook.freetalklive.com, and you can drop your comments in there. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, by the way, I want to also encourage you to check out the Bitcoin. It's the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. We mentioned them earlier. Actually, one of our callers mentioned them earlier in the show tonight and talked about how he's been using Bitcoin because they're really useful. There was something recently where I wanted to give some money to mailtojail.com, which is a great service that allows you to write to liberty activists that are sitting in jail right now. And the new operator of mailtojail has added Bitcoin as a way to accept contributions to the site. And there was this other thing that he had called Dwolla, which, you know, I had to go and sign up for, and I was kind of halfway through the sign-up process. I was just like, screw this, I'll just send Bitcoins. I went into my Bitcoin client, clicked the address, copied the address over to which I wanted to send it, put in the amount I wanted to send, and hit send. I was done. I mean, there was no process. There was no signing up. There was no there's no verification. There's no governmental involvement. There's no corporation that's controlling it. It's completely open source, completely peer-to-peer, distributed, decentralized currency. And that's one of the reasons why governments are really, these guys are afraid of the Bitcoin. It's dangerous to their power structure. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org. And thanks to bitinstant.com, you can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. Buy your bitcoins with cash at bitinstant.com. So there's this news piece from the New York Times I mentioned at the beginning of the show, and I wanted to hold on to this for your night on the program, Julia, because I know you have a special appreciation for this. It's called, and I think it's one of the most important pieces that has ever hit mainstream publishing. I mean, this is the New York Times. Obviously, newspapers are dying, but the New York Times still has some pretty big name recognition. It's still pretty important in the world of news media. So the idea that this news piece is out there in front of people is, I think, great. It's called How Psychedelic Drugs Can Help Patients Face Death. Pam Sakuda was 55 when she found out she was dying. Shortly after, by the way, this article by Lauren Slater. Shortly after having a tumor removed from her colon, she heard the doctor's dreaded words, stage 4, metastatic. Sakuda was given 6 to 14 months to live. Determined to slow her disease's insidious course, she ran several miles each day, even during her grueling treatment regimens. By nature, upbeat, articulate, and dignified, Sakuda, who died in November of 2006, outlasted everyone's expectations by living for 4 years instead. She was alarmed when anxiety and depression came to claim her after she passed the 14-month mark. So she'd gotten to the end of the line by what the doctors told her, and she got really upset and depressed. Her days darkening as she grew closer to her biological demise. Norbert, her husband, explained it this way. When you pass your own death sentence by, you start to wonder, when? It got to the point where we couldn't make even the most mundane of plans because we didn't know if Pam would still be alive at that time. Concert, dinner, would she be there for these things? When came to claim the couple's life completely, their anxiety building as they waited for the final day. Her fears intensified. Sakuda then learned of a study being conducted by Charles Grobe, a psychiatrist and researcher at Harvard UCLA Medical Center, who was administering psilocybin. Now, that's the active component of magic mushrooms to end-stage cancer patients to see if it could reduce their fear of death. Now, 22 months before she died, Sakuta became one of Grobe's 12 subjects. When the research was completed in 2008 and published in the Archives of General Psychiatry last year, and I think we talked about some mushroom-related stuff at that time, the results showed that administering psilocybin to terminally ill subjects could be done safely while reducing the subject's anxiety and depression about their impending deaths. Now, the study's author, Charles Grobe, his interest in the power of psychedelics to mitigate mortality sting is not just the obsession of one lone researcher. Dr. John Halpern from the Laboratory of Integrative Psychiatry at McLean Hospital in Belmont, Massachusetts, who's a psychiatric, it's a psychiatric training hospital for Harvard, used MDMA, also known as ecstasy, in an effort to ease end-of-life anxieties in two patients with stage 4 cancer. And there are ongoing studies right now, two of them, using psilocybin with terminal patients. There's one at New York University's Medical School and Johns Hopkins Bayview Medical Center, where the study author there, Roland Griffiths, has administered psilocybin to 22 cancer patients and is aiming for a total sample size of 44. He says this research is in its very early stages, but we're getting consistently good results. Grobe and his colleagues are part of a resurgence of scientific interest in the healing power of psychedelics. Michael Mithoffer, for instance, has shown that MDMA is an effective treatment for severe PTSD. Now, MDMA isn't really classified as a psychedelic, is it? It's an empathogen.
It is, but it has those qualities. You know, it doesn't have any visuals, and I think that's kind of why it's not really a psychedelic, but it has some mind-opening abilities like a psychedelic would.
Halpern has examined case studies of people with cluster headaches who took LSD and reported their symptoms greatly diminished. And psychedelics have been recently examined as a treatment for alcoholism and other addictions. Wouldn't that be interesting? And we talked about this alcoholism study recently, that LSD, one of the most, you know, frighteningly portrayed drugs out there, could actually be a key to help people beat one of the most horrific diseases that exist, or addictions, alcoholism.
Yeah. I actually
and
read.
We're talking about one dose, by the way.
Yeah. I read a story about someone who used MDMA to kick a heroin habit, and it worked.
And
they said they just didn't have the desire to do it anymore.
After how many? How many doses?
A couple. They said it wasn't often either.
We'll come back with more because this is an incredibly important article, especially when we start getting to the experiences of what happens with people that are going through these trials. Again, talking about not just LSD, but psychedelics in general, psilocybin, LSD, etc., and how these things can have really positive effects if used in the correct manner. If you're taking it to, you know, get effed up at some party, that's going to be different than taking it for a clinical or a spiritual purpose. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number here for you, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us over at freetalklive.com. Lots of features await you there when the site's working. It's not right now. Apologies. But you can normally go to news.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up to follow us via email, Twitter, Facebook. And those are great ways to keep in the loop with what's going on with Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com. And you can get signed up there. That's news.freetalklive.com. Here with you tonight. Actually, take it back. The site's now online. So there you go. Head on over and enjoy. While it lasts, hopefully it'll stay up. Freetalklive.com. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
We're talking about what I consider to be one of the most important news articles that I have ever read. When I saw this over the weekend, I thought, oh my gosh, Julia has to hear about this. And of course, our audience should as well. Because it talks about psychedelic drugs, LSD, psilocybin, which is the active ingredient in magic mushrooms. They're categorizing MDMA, and then there's some crossover. But these different drugs and how they can be very therapeutic for people, used in the right conditions, you know, not in a party environment. And I don't tend to think that LSD and psilocybin are particularly party drugs myself, but some people see them that way. But when you're taking psychedelics, set and setting are very important, and your mindset going into it, what you want to accomplish with the trip is very important, the location where you are, your comfort zone, you know, all these things are very important. And so what we're talking about here are people with terminal illness, terminal cancer, and how these drugs are actually, according to these studies, they're helping these folks understand death and accept
the idea of their own impending demise. And this gets really into some interesting detail on how exactly this is happening. And so I'm going to continue from the New York Times. The article here, and by the way, we'll link to it over at the Free Talk Live BBS for you, so you can see it on your own. It's called How Psychedelic Drugs Can Help Patients Face Death. And it's interesting because a lot of these ideas, like, for instance, the idea of LSD helping beat alcoholism, that's an old idea. It's something that was being studied back in the 1950s and the 1960s before the insane war on drugs came about and just wiped all that out. So what they're pointing out here is that, this is not new at all. These folks have been... The colleagues are part of a resurgence of scientific interest in the healing power of psychedelics. And so, despite the promise of these early investigations, Grob and other end-of-life researchers are careful about the image they cultivate, distancing themselves as much as possible from the 1960s, when psychedelics were embraced by many and used in a host of controversial studies, most famously the psilocybin project run by Timothy Leary. Grob described the rampant drug use that characterized the 60s as out of control and said his and others' current research... said about his research that they're trying to stay under the radar. We want to be anti-Leary. We are serious, sober scientists, he told me.
Serious, sober scientists.
Yeah, well, I mean, they want to disassociate themselves from that because they don't want the DEA to put a stop to this stuff. Because there really is, I mean, this is really important work they're doing.
Yes.
Sakuta's terminal diagnosis, Sakuta is, again, she was diagnosed with terminal, I believe it was cancer. Metastatic tumor removed from her colon. She was in trouble. She had 6 to 14 months to live. And then after month 14, she was pretty upset, pretty depressed. She was ready, death was apparently immediately in her future, and that was pretty depressing to her. So she got into this study. And it began in January of 2005. Grob and his research team gave Sakuta various psychological tests, including the Beck Depression Inventory and the STI-Y Anxiety Scale, to establish baseline measures of her psychological state and to rule out any severe psychiatric illness. He says, the study author says, we wanted psychologically healthy people, said Grob, people whose depressions and anxieties are not the result of mental illness, but rather, he explained, as a response to having a devastating disease and expecting to die. Sakuta would take part in two sessions, one with psilocybin, one with niacin, which is an active placebo that can cause some flushing in the face. The study was double-blind, which meant that neither the researchers nor the subjects knew what was in the capsules being administered. So on the first day of her first session, Sakuta was led into a room that researchers had transformed with flowing fabrics and fresh flowers to help create a soothing environment in an otherwise cold hospital setting. Sakuta swallowed a capsule and lay back on the bed and waited. Grob had invited her, as researchers do with all their subjects, to bring objects from home that had special significance. These objects often personalize the session room for the volunteer and often prompt the patient to think about loved ones or important life events. Because again, set and setting, very important if we're dealing with psychedelic drugs. Now, one of the authors said, I think it's kind of goofy, but the thinking is that with the aid of the psychedelic, you may come to see the object in a different light. It may help bring back memories. It promotes introspection. It can be a touchstone. It can be a grounding. Now, Sakuta brought a few pictures of her loved ones, which she clutched in her hands as she lay back on the bed. By her side were the researchers, both of whom stayed with the subjects for the 6 to 7 hour treatment session. Sakuta knew there would be time set aside in the days and weeks following when she would meet with the team to process what would happen in that room. Black eye shades were draped over her face, encouraging her to look inward. She was given headphones. Music was piped in, the sounds of rivers rushing, sweet staccatos, deep drumming. Each hour, Grob and his staff checked in with Sakuta, as they did with every subject, asking if everything was okay and taking her blood pressure. At one point, Grob observed that Sakuta, with the eye shades draped over her face, began to cry. Later on, Sakuta would reveal to Grob that the source of her tears was a keen, empathetic understanding of what her spouse Norbert would feel when she died. Grob's setup, the eye shades, the objects, the mystical music, the floral aromas and flowing fabrics, was drawn from the work of Stanislav Grof, a psychiatrist born in Prague and the father of the study of psychedelic medicine for the dying. In the mid-60s, before words like acid and bong and deadhead transformed the American landscape, at a time when psychedelics were not illegal because most people didn't even know what they were and thus had no urge to ingest them, Grof began giving the drug to cancer patients. So again, It's what's old is new again. He began giving the drug to cancer patients at Spring Grove State Hospital and documenting their effects. He kept careful notes of his many psychedelic sessions. And then it's funny that the original the original scientist here was named Groff, G-R-O-F, and the new guy is Grob, G-R-O-B. But anyway, Groff, the original guy, kept careful notes about his many psychedelic sessions, and in his various papers and books derived from those sessions, he described cancer patients clenched with fear, who under the influence of LSD or DPT, experienced relief from the terror of dying. And not just during their psychedelic sessions, but for weeks and months afterwards. And this is similar to some of the things we've talked about before with some similar studies going on here, whether it's using LSD to treat alcoholism or using magic mushrooms to help people with depression.
There was one about how magic mushrooms drastically changed a person's personality.
In a positive manner.
4 months afterwards.
Right, and that was also similar to the one that was, I think it was mushrooms, psilocybin being used to treat PTSD.
Yeah.
Where one treatment for 80% of the people that took this in the study, one treatment cured the PTSD. After none of the medical science stuff, none of the allopathic medicine treatments were working, this was a last-ditch effort, and it cured it. So what can come out of these experiences is pretty incredible. So Groff continued his investigations into psychedelics for the dying until the culture caught up with him, the recreational use of drugs and the reaction against them leading to harsh anti-drug laws. Richard Nixon famously called Timothy Leary the most dangerous man in America. I wonder why. And I think this comes back, we can talk more about it here in a little bit, but I think the reason why Leary would be called the most dangerous man in America is because in some of these experiences, in the right circumstances, you can have empathy toward other people. You can find maybe empathetic connections that hadn't existed before. You can have realizations, and one guy in this article a little bit later on really sums up the psychedelic experience, I think, pretty well. I mean, words, it's pretty hard to sum it up with words, yes. But this guy does a really good job of it. And so we'll come back around to that point in a moment. Financing for psychedelic studies dried up at that time, and Groff turned his attention to developing alternative methods of accessing higher states of consciousness. It's only now, decades later, that Groff and a handful of his fellow scientists feel they can finally re-examine Groff's methods and outcomes without risking their reputations. So we'll continue here on this incredibly important news about psychedelics and how they're helping people accept the idea of death. It's Free Talk Live.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle, T-U-F-F, shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
Call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at cdbaby.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want at 855-450-FREE. Stay cool. CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We'll give you the features there, and the site is back up, so head on over there. Enjoy the stuff you'll find, and if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to the Amazons of the world, at least a few of the Amazons, the UK Amazon, the Canada Amazon, the US Amazon. You click into the right Amazon that's right for you, and then get your shopping taken care of. You'll get the great Amazon deals that you're used to, free Super Saver shipping available on a lot of their brand new items, and you'll help Free Talk Live as well, because when you enter through shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So shop.freetalklive.com to start your online shopping experience. Now, there's something you probably shouldn't get at Amazon. You can buy a little bit of it here and there, like silver and gold. You want to go through our friends over at Midas Resources if you're looking for gold and silver, because we've teamed up with them to offer you some very special rates on hand-picked gold and silver pieces like U.S. Eagles and British Sovereigns, 20 francs, Lakota Nation silver rounds, and others. You can go to silver.freetalklive.com and order a bunch of them, because the more you order, the better the shipping deal. 877-857-9938. You can order by phone as well. Tell me you heard about it from Free Talk Live. 877-857-9938. Or go to silver.freetalklive.com. We're talking about what I consider to be probably one of the most important news items I've read in mainstream media. This is even better than that with that 2020 special they did years ago on MDMA, which was a pretty fair special. But, I mean, this thing is like glowing reviews for the use of psychedelic drugs in treatment of medical situations, whether we're talking about alcoholism or whatever. But specifically, this article is about how psychedelic drugs can help patients face death. So it started out talking about a lady, Ms. Sakuda, who was terminally ill, told she had 6 to 14 months to live. She passed the 14-month mark and got really depressed.
And then she went through this study where she was given psilocybin, which is the active psychedelic ingredient in magic mushrooms, and was done in a hospital environment, but they made it kind of nice. They put up flowing sheets, made music and, you know, flowers and things like that in the room. She had pictures of her loved ones, and she had a really important experience. And it goes into more about that with her husband, Norbert. He remembers picking his wife up from the medical center after her first session and seeing that this deeply distressed woman was now glowing from the inside out. That's how he described her, glowing from the inside out. Before Pam Sakuda died, she described her psilocybin experience on video, saying, "I felt this lump of emotions welling up, almost like an entity." She said, "I started to cry. Everything was concentrated and came welling up, and then it started to dissipate, and I started to look at it differently. I began to realize that all of this negative fear and guilt was such a hindrance to making the most of and enjoying the healthy time that I'm having." Sakuda went on to explain that under the influence of the psilocybin, she came to a very visceral understanding that there was a present, a now, and that it was hers to have. 2 weeks after Sakuda's psilocybin sessions, the study author, Mr. Grobe, readministered the depression and anxiety assessments. So they assessed her before taking the psilocybin and then again after. Over all his subjects, he found that their scores on the anxiety scale at 1 and 3 months after the treatment demonstrated a sustained reduction in anxiety, meaning it wasn't like for the next week. It was sustained. It just continued. It was an effective change to how they looked at their lives and their thought processes.
That's so cool.
Yeah. The researchers wrote this in the Archives of General Psychiatry. They also found their subject scores on the Beck Depression Inventory dropped significantly at the 6-month follow-up. The dose of psilocybin that we gave our subjects was relatively low in comparison to the doses in Stanislav Grof's studies, according to the author. Nevertheless, and even with this modest dose, it appears the drug can relieve the angst and fear of dying. And that's huge. I mean, because humans, by nature, we're afraid of death.
Yeah. It keeps us alive. I mean, it makes sense to a certain extent.
Right. It's a really ego-driven thing. You know, the ego doesn't want to die, and so it's very, you know, it's going to do what it can, flight or fight, so to speak, to keep itself alive. But there's more commentary here from some of these other, there's other people involved in these studies that I think will shed some light on what they learned in their experiences. Lori Reamer is a 48-year-old survivor of adult-onset leukemia. Before the leukemia, she was an anesthesiologist and committed agnostic who believed in validity and reliability, and the scientific method was her route to truth. Reamer recalls the morning when all that changed. When utterly depleted, she bumped her leg on a railing and saw a bruise rush up, livid on her pale flesh. It was then she knew something was terribly wrong. After that came the diagnosis of the adult-onset leukemia, the bone marrow biopsies, the terrible trek toward a recovery that was tentative at best. She says, "I believed I was going to die." Reamer made it through her leukemia, or rather she went into remission, but the illness and the brutal bone marrow treatments she underwent left a deep mental scar. A profound fear that the cancer would return made it difficult to experience any joy in life. Her illness was lurking around every corner, waiting to haul her away. She said, "When I was near death, I wasn't so afraid of it, but once I went into remission, well, I had an intense fear and anxiety around relapse and death." It was in the midst of this fear that one day in May of 2010, Reamer learned about Griffith's study at Johns Hopkins, and for years he'd been studying the effects of psilocybin on healthy volunteers. He wanted to see if particular doses of the drug could induce mystical states similar to naturally occurring ones. Think Joan of Arc or Paul on the road to Damascus. Griffith says that he and his research team found an ideal range of dosage levels, 20 to 30 milligrams of psilocybin. Now, I don't have on the top of my head, maybe you could pull up from Arrowhead, Julia, what the standard psychedelic dose of psilocybin
is. I'll look it up right now, but the thing with psilocybin, most people when they take psilocybin, they take it with mushrooms,
and you can't measure.
Yeah, exactly. So I could never begin to tell you what the dosage I've taken is. I'm sure it's varied a lot. I'll look it up.
He says that not only reliably stimulated the 20 to 30 milligrams, stimulated mystical insights, but also elicited sustained positive changes in attitude, mood, and behavior in the study volunteers. Specifically, when he administered a psychological test called the Death Transcendence Scale at the 1 and 14-month follow-up, he saw subjects' ratings rise on statements like, quote, "Death is never just an ending, but part of a process," and my death does not end my personal existence. And these are, you know, big ego death statements here. I mean, the idea that, you know, there's more beyond your existing life. He says that their ratings rose on those statements. After transcendent experiences, people often have much less fear of death, says Griffiths. 14 months after participating in a psilocybin study that was published in the Journal of Psychopharmacology, 94% of the subjects in the study said it was one of the 5 most meaningful experiences of their lives. 94% said
that. Wow.
39% said it was the most meaningful experience in their life. Their experience on 20 to 30 milligrams of psilocybin was, for almost 40% of the study participants, the most meaningful experience in their entire life.
I can see how that would be the case. I have personally done, spent quite a bit of time when I was a young person doing psychedelics, and I definitely look at those experiences still, even though it's been 10 years, very highly on my top experience list.
The toll-free number here, if you'd like to add to this conversation, because there's more to this story. It's really, I think, incredible that this kind of news is getting the level of coverage it's getting here in the New York Times. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. But 94% saying it was one of the 5 most meaningful experiences of their lives. That's huge. And again, go back to that quote from Richard Nixon. Timothy Leary's the most dangerous man in America? Something's wrong. Something's seriously wrong.
Yeah.
Because you've got what the government people are saying. But, whoa, these drugs are bad. And I'm not saying go out and use them willy-nilly. They are very powerful. And you need to do your research if you're going to do these things. Now, Free Talk Live, we accept the idea that people are going to use mind-altering substances. It's just what humans do. I mean, some humans don't. They're straight edge. But generally, human beings, even animals, are interested in altering their states of consciousness. I mean, you can look in the forest. You can see catnip. Obviously, deer will eat marijuana buds right off the plant. I mean, there are other animals that will eat fermenting fruits. I mean, it's clear that part of the experience, the animal experience, is to alter one's own states. But doing it in as safe a manner as possible is important. And there are great resources online to help you do that. Arrowid.org is one of them. Lots of good information there, from scientific information and statistics to personal experiences, trip reports. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But there's a real dichotomy there between one guy, you know, Richard Nixon, saying that this Timothy Leary's the most dangerous man in America because he was advocating the use of psychedelics. And then on the other hand, these people taking these psychedelics in these studies, 94% saying the most experience, meaningful experience, one of them.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free-market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.